Yes, truly, it's time to worship. Who? Worship Christ Jesus. Well, welcome to you on this Tuesday morning, December 2nd, 2014. We really bless the name of the Lord for allowing us this opportunity to be back. We were missing in action. Well, not really. On yesterday, we were just not on, in cyberspace, you know. I encouraged us to still pray and actually gave out a semblance of a prayer agenda on yesterday, for which I also engaged in prayer. I mean, we can go offline, our network can go down for whatever reason. Isn't it wonderful that the network of heaven is always up, always. That's a wonderful thing. So, despair should never flood our hearts if, in fact, our human networks, such as the internet and the facility of cyberspace, is down for a moment or a day or whatever the case may be, for whatever reason. We can still get prayers through. And I bet that there was several of us that were praying at the same time for the same reasons and the same things, even though we were not in cyberspace, we were not on the web. Isn't that wonderful? Only God could do and orchestrate such wonderful things. Well, once again, welcome to you on this Tuesday morning. Thank you for being prompt. And I'm always encouraged when I see people are already dialed in, even before the program or the prayer cast gets on the way, just waiting patiently. I want to thank those of you who practice that in a special way, because it's encouraging. It tells me that we want to please the Lord, and He is pleased, I'm sure, even more than myself. Well, today we're taking a focus on the fact that these are the days of increasing hunger and thirst. What are we talking about? You and I are witnessing the rapid increase of hunger and thirst for righteousness in the world as humanity sinks deeper and deeper into darkness. So before we go any further with that, I would like to ask you to join me as we go to prayer in opening our prayer session today. I'm excited about it. It's awesome how we don't miss the water until the well runs dry. I mean, we're just, I know I am, just out of sorts. We can't get together intentionally as we are in this manner, in this format. So, I'm excited. My heart is jubilating about the fact that we are back on track, and that's God that facilitated that. Father, we thank you for reigning over all of reality, including we, your children, we, the flock and sheep of your pasture. We thank you today for keeping us through all of the crazies and the madness that's consuming the earth on a day-to-day basis, all kinds of things that are happening, and you cause us to continue to exist, to move, and have our being in you. And of course, we are your heart's desire. And this is why we are preserved, and we are preserved with great purpose and vision on your part to do what we're doing right now, gathering together, putting our hearts, our minds, faith, and agreement in place to allow your will, which is in heaven, to stream down to earth moment by moment throughout this day. We thank you for the privilege of gathering together to seek your heart, to present ourselves, to commune with you, and to please you. We ask for your richest blessing on this morning upon this program, so that at the end of this episode, there will be pleasure in your heart that there are people in the earth, not just us, many others, even now, right now, are praying, seeking your face and your heart. We thank you that we are numbered among them. We thank you, Lord, that you've brought us from the east, the west, the north, and the south, not knowing anything, not being aware, not being conscious. In fact, the scripture speaks of us being dead in our trespasses and in our sins. But because of your great love and the great mission that your Son, Jesus Christ, took on to seek and to save us, to return to us that which was lost, life and that more abundantly. We thank you today for the confidence that you've given us that no matter what we see, what we hear, that we should not be frightened. We should not be oppressed and depressed. That we know that every moment brings us closer to the day of His appearing. It's with that hope and that joy that we come to you today. And we thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Going back to what we were saying, that these are days of increasing hunger and thirst. And I trust that you will be able to pick up on what I'm about to say. We've been witnessing over the last, I know, I watch the news. Anyone who knows me, converses with me for any length of time, will certainly discern that I pay attention to what is going on our planet. I've been that way since I was a child, and my parents were that way. They're very curious and interested at all times of what's going on in the earth. So somehow I must have caught that, because I love to pay attention to the news. And of course, the Lord is able to speak to me through what I'm observing in the media and explain and give me understanding of what is seen and what is not seen. And we've heard over the last week or two, or certainly at least a week and a half, of the drive up to and the push up to something called Black Friday, and yesterday was known as Cyber Monday. And it is sad to watch listen to the commentary and to watch the videos of people scrambling over each other to get into a business, pursuing some merchandise. And the enemy of our souls, let me put it this way, I've watched people, and you have too, take scraps of bread and throw it to the ground and watch the pigeons come in and tumble over each other and scramble and fuss over the scraps of bread. The enemy of our souls does the same tactic, throw scraps of material, and people hasten to consume it under the name of Black Friday or Cyber Monday. So it's a feast of a kind. Just like someone standing there throwing scraps to the pigeons as they flock competitively to consume and to satisfy their hunger. And if you notice, the media and the businesses and the system calls you and I consumers. And for all intents and purposes on their part, we exist exclusively for the benefit of their bank accounts. So those of us who are obliged to be so hungry that we crash doors on a Black Friday or bring our computers to me are crashing on a Cyber Monday such as yesterday. And there's nothing wrong with being someone that purchases items. But what we're talking about is the extent to which that is sweeping the planet. Black Friday is now in London. You know, it's in Europe now. It's consuming, and that's because of an increasing hunger and thirst. However, that hunger and thirst must be and should be directed towards righteousness. And it says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Because what will happen, heaven responds. Just like the merchandisers try to respond to the hunger of materialism coming from people. They try to make sure their shelves are stocked to the overflowing so that there are no shortages, so they can maximize their profits. Well, heaven profits from lost souls returning home, the lost sheep returning home. That's the business that heaven is in. So today, we want to pray for the lost. We want to pray for that. It doesn't sound like it's a big deal. It is. Because I'm going to take us to the scriptures for a quick moment. And while we're doing that, it would be good if you can begin to list in your mind, or you can even write it down, the lost people in your family. We didn't go out into the world yet, just beginning in your family, in your tribe. And imagine on the day of His appearing how sad it would be not to see all of your tribe, at least the ones you know of, going in the direction that you're going into. Because on that day, there's going to be massive security. And what I mean by that is, there will be a separating, a divine, supernatural separating. The angels will be visible and in service. You've heard of Homeland Security? Well, there'll be Heaven's Security to make sure that the wicked cannot enter and is excluded, and there's only place for the righteous. No, I can't make that up. That's the Word of God. I may just use metaphors to help us grasp the depth of what we're talking about. So, there are lost people in my family and in your family. There are lost people in your neighborhood. There are lost people that are your co-workers. There are lost people that you cross paths with all day long, out in the streets and wherever you go. There are lost people everywhere. So, the scripture says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why we must pray for the lost. Also, Paul wrote this to his young disciple, Peter, in 1 Peter 2 and 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And the reason is because we have been given the light. Isaiah 60 and 1 says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. 4. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all peoples. But the Lord shall rise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen on you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes around about you and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried and nursed in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and tremble with joy at the glorious deliverance, and be enlarged, because the abundant wealth of the Dead Sea shall be turned to you. Unto you shall the nations come with their treasures. Powerful observation, fact, and declaration by the Word of God. So, let us arise to the opportunity to pray for the lost on this occasion. Once again, thank you for joining us. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, and I'm thrilled at this opportunity to be here on this day with you. If you would like to give a praise report or voice a prayer request, and the answer to your prayers begin with a prayer request. In other words, it begins with your voice. Make your request known, the scripture says. I do see someone is waiting to be heard. You're on. Your microphone is live. If you would go ahead and speak, we are listening.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Christine. How are you?
That's why he says the divinely powered and blessed.
Amen.
Good morning, Tim. Good to be together again.
Yes.
And as Pastor said, even though the internet was down and cyber force or whatever they call it was down, we were not down. Because the line to heaven is always open. You don't have to dial 1-800 or 1-866 or 1-8-nothing. You just have to call on JESUS,
mm-hmm.
and the line is open. This morning I have a praise report. And I would like to encourage everyone who give prayer requests and who pray for their family and who pray for their finance and whatever, to let them know that God is answering our prayer and He is listening to us. A couple weeks ago, I had shared that my older grandson had gotten mugged and his phone was taken away from him. And his mother and I was concerned about him taking public transportation because that is where it happened, on the bus. And we were a bit concerned about letting him take the bus again because I know he would be anxious, he would be fearful to do that again. But we prayed, well, I prayed about it, and I asked the prayer as for a solution on how he would get to school. And there's a shuttle that takes them to and from school. And his mother went in school. To make a long story short, she went and applied for him to get the shuttle, get, you know, a space on the shuttle. And yesterday morning he called me and he told me, Grandma, my name was put on the list so that the shuttle could take me up in the morning and bring me back home on evening. And I just want to thank God for answering.
Praise the Lord.
It is a like a ease on your mind that even though I know whether he's on public transportation or where, that God is watching over him. But it is just a peace of mind to know that the mother would drop him off right down on South Orange Avenue in front of Boland Center, and the bus is going to take him up and drop him in front of the school, and then on the evening he comes out and take that same shuttle. It will drop him back at Boland Center, and then his grandfather lives right down the street. So he'll go to his grandfather's house and the mom will pick him up. And I just want to thank God for answered prayer and for not, you know, at the moment when things happen, you want to take charge. You want to go down by the school and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I remember my other grandson's father, he works at that educational facility at Weekway High. And when we told him, he was like, what? I'll go down there because I told him already, don't mess with my family and da 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 da. And I was like, yeah, go down and look for those boys and shake them up. And then after I talked to him, the Holy Spirit said, oh, you give it to me just so, you give it to me, but you want to take it in flesh now. He going down there in flesh. He not going down there in the spirit. So you better not take it back from me. And let me deal with it in the spirit. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, Lord.
And
that is what we have to do when we have situation and we give it to God. And we say, Lord, you handle it and you deal with it. Most of the time we take it back and deal with it in flesh and make a mess. And I was so glad that the Holy Spirit quickened me. Because I was saying, yeah, let him go down there and shake them up and look for them. And the Holy Spirit quickened me. No, you give me it already. Why you want to take it back in flesh? So I want to thank God for this prayer line, teaching us that when we give a situation to God or we pray about something, just leave it to Him and He will work it out.
Well, thank you for that praise report, Sister Christine. It encourages our heart and reminds us that we live in a spoken word universe. We can keep things in our heads, but the scripture does not say that the world was without form and void in the book of Genesis, first two verses. And the Lord thought about bringing light out of darkness, or He thought about bringing order out of chaos. It says He spoke. And that's there for a reason, for us to get it. And oftentimes we don't think we need to speak it. we don't say anything. It's good enough that we have it in our heads. And we even may even find a scripture, like one that says, well, God will give us the desires of our heart. Also, that God knows everything. Well, all of that's true. But the scripture also said, let's bring the balance, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that if it's a heart desire, then we need to speak it. That's the process. And so, yeah, God will give us the desires of our heart. Yes, he knows everything before we say it. But he did put a process in place whereby we don't have to create our own way. We just follow him. And to follow him means to do what he does. How does a child learn to walk in your household? You remember your children when they were babies? How did they learn to walk? Did they go to school for walking? No. They just followed you, and that's how they learned to walk. They just looked at what you and the others were doing. And so our observation is, when we look at the word, is that God spoke. And so when we speak, we have began the first step in the chain that leads to answered prayers. Praise the Lord. That'll preach, I think. Okay, there's someone else that is waiting. We thank God for that praise report. We're encouraged. 0809, your line is live. And you have
praise
something
the Lord.
To say.
Praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. He's
yes.
worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sister Florence, yes. Morning.
Yes. This is Florence, and I just thank God, and I give him all the praise and honor that he so rightly deserves. And for, I thank God for Pastor Orby Gregory and our First Lady, Sister Elizabeth Gregory, and all the prayer team on this line and off this line that was touching and agreeing and praying for my sister, Rosa, who went through a major operation yesterday, and she went through with flying colors.
Praise
and
amen.
I had that, you know, because she in that type of medical business, she knows everything. Maybe she knows a little bit too much. But when the nurses and doctors and everything was getting her ready, and they were looking at her, probably wondering why she knows so much. And she said, I'm a retired RN. And she knew what to expect, but was afraid because she'd never been in a hospital before, only to have two babies, and that's it. So she was always in the hospital as a nurse, helping other people, waiting on other people, helping family members and people that she worked with, because she worked in OR for years at Irvington General. But I just thank God that she came through. Her doctor called me and said she came through with flying colors.
Praise the Lord.
Better than, you know, normal, you know. Really,
yeah.
I mean, I just want to give God the praise, and I thank for my prayer to my pastor and his wife and the prayer team and everybody that was involved was praying for her because she woke up. Did you call Dr. Aubrey? Did you call Dr. Gregory? Now she's waking up now. Did you call Dr. Gregory? Said, not yet. I'm just trying to wait till you come through and in your right mind, wearing off, you know, when she's in the recovery and all that stuff. And when they put her in her private room. And the first thing she asked, did you call Dr. Gregory? I said, well, not yet. And he knows I called him last night and told him. But I just thank God for prayer because it's just awesome. It is really awesome. And I wanted to say to Sister Christine, when she was talking about her grandson, we have to realize that God is a God of provision.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need, he will provide if you are walking in his will and in his way. If you are
Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah, he is right. And he provides.
Provider.
So we have to remember, he's a God of provision. And what God had provided for her grandson to get away, see, you didn't see that. But he knows what to do by getting that bus, that private bus, to pick him up. So what concerned us, yes, it concerns him, but he made that way. And I just thank God for all, because he said, even though we were down yesterday when she was saying about the service, I mean, you know, technology service, but we weren't down.
No.
Right.
And he wasn't down. Because he said in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Since then, hidden, which you do not know. You do not distinguish, you do not recognize, you have knowledge of an understanding. So he said, call on me, and I will answer you. So we don't need the technology all the time, because sometimes technology do fail. But he is there. We can call on him. He's always there. He's never down.
24/7.
Yeah, he is never down.
24/7, 365 days.
Praise the Lord.
24/7.
We just thank God for everyone, and she's doing good, and she just said thank to all the prayer cast and, I mean, the intercessors. So she told me to thank everybody, and special my pastor, which she didn't adopt as her pastor, too, Dr. Gregory. So we thank God. And everything was fine when I left last night. And she said, well, you just tell Dr. Gregory before you come down today, you got to come by and see me. Well, all depending on what time your sister get up, because it was a long day for me yesterday. So, but God kept me, and everything went well. And I am so grateful to my prayer cast, and I'm so grateful to the Lord for providing it for us, because he's a God of provision. Let us not forget him.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. I was just reflecting on, even as you speak, the scripture also says that we have not because we didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
So an occasion came up relating to Christine's grandson, and didn't have a shuttle service for him until it was asked for. Had not that situation occurred, there wouldn't have been an ask.
That's right. We would not have asked.
Exactly. And so the services being provided for him now would not have been available to him.
Right.
You see
that? See, God is everything.
Yeah, we have to look for him. We have to look for him.
Yeah, and you have to see God in everything. Even though the child would have to the young man, but it provides something else. I mean, so God will want it all the time.
We have
not
to
only
get
that,
past.
What the devil meant for evil, it turned around for the good of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to always get past appearances.
Yeah.
In other words, the surface, because we'll get caught up in the surface situation. And we rehearse it. Notice how we do. We will say, oh, yeah, if this is... That's our immediate default response. We get into the drama of the situation. And my wife will tell you, I fight that all the time. Because the minute something happens, of course you don't... You may find whatever happens to be unpleasant in appearance or in feeling or texture or whatever. But it shouldn't be but a second before you say, okay, how can we solve this? But what we do is we get immersed and we get caught up in the drama, and we may even end up having a party, a pity party. And yet we haven't looked to see where God is. It's as if he went away someplace on vacation. Whereas he didn't go anywhere. He's still in charge. He's still overseeing everything. And it must trouble his heart when we behave that way, because that's mostly how we behave until we get the discipline to don't linger at the grave site. Go give the good news. The angels were at the grave site when the women got there, Jesus' tomb. He didn't tell them to, you know, start a fire and cook and begin to gather limbs and make a house there. He says, go and tell the good news. So, because we see darkness, it doesn't mean that God is not there.
Amen.
Script speaks of him being hidden in the dark. The darkness is covering. You know, let me leave that alone. I just feel a heavy anointing coming on. You know, I mean, it's just awesome. So we're learning. We're learners.
Right.
We're learners. That's it. We're learning. We're looking at him. He is this great eagle, if you will, with huge wingspan that covers us all the time. His opinions, which are the talents, can lay hold of a situation and grip that situation so that situation is not released until he says so, and when it does, it is released. So, God is good. He really is. He is totally awesome. Okay, well, let us pray for the lost, those that are outside the household of faith.
Yes.
It's a terrible place to live and to be in without hope. Terrible place to be in. And we're having our session here, our prayer episode, if you will, because we've been rescued from the darkness. And so we want to be wise sons and daughters, and you know, we want to be now engaged, now that we know what the sowing and the harvest is about. We want to participate in it as sons and daughters. And if we are in fact sons and daughters, it says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Speaking of females too, this is not a gender thing. The word sons here is not a gender-specific term. It simply means maturity. Maturity. Because the son understands the father's business and is able to participate in the father's business, just like the father does it. That's what sons mean. And that requires maturity. The baby in the family can't do that. Only the son, the matured ones, can take over the business and run it. And this is what Jesus proved to be and set as an example for us. That's why twice the Father spoke over him in the presence of others and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." He didn't say, "This is my beloved boy." He didn't say, "This is my beloved baby." He said, "This is my beloved son," meaning this is one that I love because he participates fully alongside of me in my heart's desire and vision. God did that twice, at Jesus' baptism and then once on the Mount of Transfiguration. That's what that means. And so God wants to do the same thing with you and I. He says, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." I might even add, "Hear ye him." Praise God. Hallelujah. I think we're having church here. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to be the sons and daughters that are wise who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame, and we sleep during the harvest. Help us to keep a right heart and a hearing ear, according to what you said in your word, Proverbs 20 and 12. Give us wisdom to use to win the lost sheep back to your kingdom. Lead us to them and tell us what to say, and that they may be saved, according to Acts 1 and 8, believing on you and being saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed of your gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So we praise you today. We thank you. We are your servants. We thank you for the boldness to stand up for you and to tell others what you have done for us, according to Acts 4:29. Help us to make disciples for you. For where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in a multitude of counselors, there is safety, according to Proverbs 11:14. We want to be vehicles for your Holy Spirit to use. Lead us into the north, into the south, the east, and the west. Help us to bring them and lead them out of darkness into your marvelous light, according to 1 Peter 2:9. We believe that you are adding to your church daily. That's your plan. Such as should be saved, according to Acts 2:47. So today we go forth to do your will, to make encounters with others, be profitable for the kingdom of God. We go into the entire world that you have called us to, and we share your gospel, according to Mark 6. We go rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instantly in prayer, and distributing to the necessity of the saints, according to Romans 12 and 12. We will walk worthy of our calling with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of your spirit in the bond of peace, according to Ephesians 4:1-3. We will not follow after signs to believe in the world's philosophy, but we will rather have signs follow us, because we believe on your word, according to Mark 16:17. So today we lift up high our shield of faith, which protects us from all the fiery darts of the enemy, according to Ephesians 6. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Well,
my heart is filled to the overflowing with joy. I trust that yours is too. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning for this time of sharing and praying and believing God, will continue. Watch and expect the miracles that we ask for. Miracles of salvation. And be willing and ready to testify of what God has done, so that all hearts would be encouraged and people would know that God is still in the prayer answering business. So today, we thank Him for these sessions, and now we want to have a benediction before we leave. And I would say, right about now, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through what? The power of the Holy Ghost. And to that we could say amen. So
amen.
Believe. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Have a great day today. We're looking forward to being with you, God willing, on tomorrow morning at the same time, at the same place. Meanwhile, all day long today, let this be your prayer.
God bless. Have a blessed day, everyone.
God bless you.
Once again.